This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This past weekend, NPR's Peter Sagal took his kids to the movies. They went to see the number one grossing film of the year so far, Horton Hears a Who. Well, Peter came out of the movie incensed. Here's why.
I don't know what sins Dr. Seuss committed in his life to be doomed to have Jim Carrey star in movie adaptations of his books, but I came out of Horton Hears a Who with my wife and my three happy and excited daughters, irritated by something even more annoying than Jim Carrey's tics. In a new subplot added by the filmmakers, the mayor of Whoville now has 96 daughters. He has one son. Guess who gets all his attention? Guess who saves the day? Go ahead, think about it. I'll wait. No, I won't. What's so irritating is the sense that the makers of the film didn't really mean it. They seemed mostly interested in riffs on pop culture and jokes about violating bodily integrity. But what writers are told, you see, in those Hollywood notes meetings, is that every character has to make a journey toward something he needs and ultimately gets. And what they decided the mayor of Whoville needed was a better relationship with his son. Here's a father with 96 daughters. 96 amazing, beautiful, unpredictable, mysterious, distinct, glorious human beings. Or rather, whose. But gosh, what in the world is he going to care about? I know, let's give him a moody, silent, uninteresting offspring. But this one's got a Y chromosome. That'll be boffo box office. Have the clowns who made this movie ever met a daughter? Have they dated one, perhaps? If they did they meet that daughter's father? Did they then ask that daughter's father if there was anything more dramatic, interesting, arresting, and moving to him than his relationship with his daughter? Did they ask him if he might find that a close relationship with said daughter might be something he would desire? And there's this. Not only does the movie end with father and son embracing, while the 96 daughters are, I guess, playing in a well somewhere, but the son earns his father's love by saving the world. Boy gets to save the world, girls get to stand there and say, I knew you could do it. How did they know he could do it? Maybe because they watched every other movie ever made? We got into the car outside the Cineplex, and I was quite in a lather, as you can tell. How come one of the girls didn't get to save Whoville? I cried. Yeah, said my daughters. And while we're at it, how come a girl doesn't get to blow up the Death Star, or send E.T. home, or defeat Captain Hook, or destroy the Ring of Power? That's rotten, cried my daughters. How come Trinity can't be the one who defeats the Matrix, I yelled. What are you talking about, they said. You'll find out later, I said, but here's one. How come a girl doesn't get to face down Lord Voldemort? Well, wait a minute, Papa, they said. None of us would want to mess with him. Okay, point taken. But I still wanted to grab that fictional, silly mayor of Whoville by his weirdly ruffled neck and say, you see those 96 people over there, those girls, those women, those daughters, you know what they're doing every minute of every day that you waste thinking about anything else? They're shouting at you. They're shouting, we are here. We are here. We are here.
Peter Sagal is host of NPR's quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.